Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Now, one of the first questions that anyone looking to get into high-ticket dropshipping asks is, what am I going to sell? What's my products going to be? What are the profitable products going to be that I'm going to build a business around? And it's one of the things that people worry about the most, that they're going to get that wrong. And that's fair enough. Picking the wrong products to sell is one of the biggest mistakes that people looking to start a dropshipping business make. So what if I said we could fix that for you and solve that problem, answer that question for you in the next 5 days? Well, the answer is we absolutely can do that. So I want to introduce you to the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge. And the 5-day challenge is basically like a mini workshop that over the course of 5 days is going to show you and help you find the profitable products that you can build a high ticket drop shipping business around. So each day for 5 days, you're going to get a lesson or two to go through. And each of those videos together is going to show you the process that we've used and Ben and I have used, not just Ben and I, but over 400 of our students have used to find profitable high ticket products that are viable for the drop shipping business model. So you're going to get a lesson every day, you know, watch that lesson. And at the end of the 5 days, you'll know what you're going to sell. And I'm going to throw a few interesting bonuses in there as well. Now, the best part of this is you can join the challenge today for just $97. So single investment of $97, and you're going to then know what you can build a business around with a super high level of confidence so that you can start your business and not have to worry about that maybe you've picked the wrong products and you're going to have to go back to scratch at some point. So all you need to do to join the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge is head to Dropship Breakthrough, that's spelled BREAKTHRU.com/5, the number 5. You'll find the link below in the show notes. All you have to do is head there, sign up on that page, and you will be immediately and instantly into the 5-day challenge. You can get started straight away. So head over there, join the challenge. And once again, it's backed as always by our 30-day money back guarantee. So if you take the challenge and you think it was rubbish, you couldn't identify any products or anything like that, you can request your money back and we'll hit you straight back up with that. So head on over. If you're looking to get started, if you've been sitting on the fence, if you've been worrying about finding the right products, head over, take the 5-day challenge today at dropshipbreakthrough.com/5.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Drop Ship Podcast. Today, we're going to answer the question, can you drop ship without social media? This is an interesting question, John, that I think we can answer relatively quickly and help you understand the role that social media plays in a high-ticket dropshipping business and whether you actually even need one or not.
Yeah, totally. Almost everybody that I think comes to us of the internet obviously has heard about low-ticket dropshipping. Generally speaking, and AliExpress dropshipping, whatever you want to call it, low ticket dropshipping has a very large focus on social media. And so I think a lot of the conception that people have around dropshipping is that it's primarily marketed, like dropship products are primarily marketed via social media, like Facebook ads or Instagram or influencers on social media or whatever it might be. And I think people are really surprised to hear that we take a different approach when it comes to high ticket dropshipping. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of happy about the fact that we don't rely heavily on social media.
You can, right? Like, it's not our main acquisition channel, but we can use it for your marketing. You can definitely like set up your pages and get all of your, what do they call, web 2.0 links, right? Get an Instagram, get a Pinterest, get a Facebook, build a LinkedIn, build a presence for your business so that Google realizes you're a real business, right? These are all social signals. But man, do I want to answer this question with hell no? Because like, I would give anything to turn off Facebook for the rest of my life. It's so bland. Like, I don't want to be on there. I know we have a Facebook group, and if all I could do is like log into an app that just showed us our couple of Facebook groups and I never had to do anything again, I would be so thrilled. I can't stand Facebook. Instagram, I'm pretty over that too. I'm only a Twitter guy at this point, and occasionally I'll hop on TikTok and scroll through there because it's just mindless scrolling. But for business, you're required to have, like, you have to have that Web 2.0 presence. John and I would definitely recommend running remarketing in your business. Yeah. People are going to be on these social channels if you can step in front of them that way. But beyond that, you don't need to be in there every day. Definitely don't need to be running acquisition ads on social media. I don't think you ever honestly even have to run any ads on social media, but it's only going to benefit you if you do.
Yeah. And maybe digging into the reason, like, why is that? I mean, we have talked about this on the podcast before, but the reason that we don't get a majority of our traffic, and certainly not first time visitors, from social media is because the use of the platform doesn't match our goal, right? So when people go on social media, they are not going there to find high ticket products to buy. That's not the role of social media, and it's not the psychology of the platform. When people are interested in buying a high ticket product, they almost always go to a search engine to find it. And they will put a search into Google or Bing or, you know, Yahoo or whatever around that product to find more information, to learn more. Where can I buy it from? How much is it? You know, this versus that, which is the best brand, all that sort of stuff. It all happens in a search engine. So it doesn't make any sense to not be on primarily on the search engines where your customers are. It's where your customers are when they are ready to investigate, to buy, to learn more. And so they are never there on social media. So going onto social media and trying to sell products directly to people when they're not even there to buy them doesn't make any sense. There's a mismatch there. And this is where it's different to low ticket dropshipping, because when you're doing low ticket dropshipping, you're selling some widget from Alibaba or AliExpress. Nobody's looking for that thing, right? Nobody cares about it. Nobody's looking for it. So the only way you can sell it to somebody is by going and sticking something in their face and trying basically to get them to buy it on impulse, right? So we've talked about demand creation versus demand capture before. So that's what social media is. It's demand creation. You have to create demand for a product that nobody really wants, right? Or nobody even knows they want or need, and they usually definitely don't need it, right? And so by the flip side, that sort of AliExpress stuff, you can't really sell that on Google. Right, it's really hard to sell that on Google because nobody's trying to buy it there, generally speaking, and so nobody's looking for it, so nobody really finds it, and it just doesn't work so well. So these are the once again, one of the reasons we love high ticket drop shipping is that you don't have to take that demand creation approach. You can go and find people who are already looking for your products, and they're going to be on search networks, search engines, rather than social media. But absolutely, it is. We still recommend people have a presence. And, you know, the difference with social media and retargeting is it works when people already know who you are, right? If they already know who you are, they've been to your website before, and you want to reach out to them with a new message, educate them more about your business, about your products, that's okay because they recognize you. And so you can do that in an affordable way with those type of retargeting ads.
And you can start at the top of the funnel if you really want to. That's super advanced, right? But imagine a sauna where you're targeting people with an image of Andrew Huberman and saying, did you know you could save X amount of, shave 50% off your all-cause mortality by sitting in a sauna 4 days a week? Check out whatever, like send them to a blog post, get them interested in something, especially if you have a very visual product. You can use Pinterest or use social media to drive people to an inspirational type of page or informational type of page, and then, you know, slowly work them down the funnel. But certainly what's easier with high ticket dropshipping is just jumping right in front of somebody who's already looking for the products you sell. And that happens on Google. But man, dude, I the people who are asking this, like, do I need social media? I didn't take it as the low ticket dropshippers who were like, I don't really want to run Facebook. Honestly, it hit home. I was just like, fuck, I don't want to be on social media either. Like, I'm tired of it. So I get it.
Yeah, and that's where that question comes from. It's literally that drop shipping in the last. We don't think it because we started before low ticket drop shipping was even really a thing, right? And so, yeah, we'd never really thought of we did what we've talked about on social media. I mean, I've always had social media stuff for my businesses, but it's never been the main. It was never the main traffic channel for dropshipping. And then the sort of explosion of AliExpress dropshipping was all about social media. And so many people who have discovered the business model since then, they hear the fake gurus on TikTok or whatever. Still, I mean, I still get people, I can't even believe this is still happening. People come to me today and like, oh, I was listening to these guys on TikTok talking about low ticket dropshipping and social media and stuff. Is that how it works? And I'm like, no, it's not. Or it doesn't have to be. And I think a lot of, in a sense, it is kind of what puts a lot of people off dropshipping is that they kind of have the same thought process as you, like, oh, man, I really don't want to be on social media all day trying to pump this shit. Do I have? Is that really what I have to do? And it might actually be a barrier to some people starting in dropshipping. So I think it is refreshing for a lot of people to hear that, yeah, you can actually build a great business here with a fairly minimal touch to social media. You don't have to spend your whole day staring at Facebook or Instagram or, you know, trying to talk to fake people there to promote your products or whatever it is. Like, I feel dirty right now.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.